This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Marketing can get at you pretty much any place nowadays. We all kind of know that, and yet ad campaigns still manage to sneak up on us. There have been some viral videos out there lately aimed at women and girls and their parents. They're all about female strength. Being a strong woman is probably a better way to put that. They kind of look like public service announcements, except they're from companies like Verizon Wireless and Procter & Gamble, and millions of people are watching them voluntarily. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
In this online ad for Always Feminine Products, there's no pitch for an actual product. Instead, a documentary maker sits behind a monitor. She asks several young adults to do this.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl.
Each runner flails around, arms flapping, head flopping from side to side. It's a parody of uncoordinated running. Then...
My name is Dakota, and I'm 10 years old.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl.
The little girl races on the spot, like an athlete. No flailing, no flopping. The point? Preteens haven't yet absorbed the message that doing anything like a girl means doing it badly.
These ads are putting their finger on something that we all know is true but rarely talk about.
Rachel Simmons is co-founder of the Girls Leadership Institute.
In adolescence, there is a precipitous loss of self-esteem that girls experience. And this ad explained what was happening and validated the experience of millions of parents.
Which may explain why it's been viewed more than 40 million times. Jody Detchen is a management professor at Suffolk University in Boston. So why are marketers pushing messages about female strength and ability? Detchen says they're capitalizing on a national movement.
You've got all these organizations trying to figure out how to get more women leaders. You've got all this pressure on Silicon Valley to get more women involved.
Not to mention the push to get more young women to take up science and technology careers. She says if advertisers want to get on board too, that's fine with her.
Because of the complexity of the problem, I think we need all these different approaches. So it's just like this perfect storm.
Rachel Simmons says, look, it's not ideal. She'd rather girls learn this stuff from their parents, not a YouTube video.
I want every girl to have her teacher tell her to stop apologizing, not a shampoo commercial. But if we don't live in that world, I don't want to throw out the commercial just on principle.
That shampoo commercial she's talking about?
Sorry, can I ask a stupid question?
Pantene made the ad.
Sorry.
It focuses on some women's tendency to preface their words with an apology. Then the ad urges them to stop being sorry and start having faith in themselves.
I have a question. Why don't we go back to the original thing that we did?
Pantene teamed up with the American Association of University Women to promote the campaign and help it reach a millennial audience. But some women, like Stephanie Holland, don't relate to this particular commercial. They don't like that the ad encourages women to change their behavior. Holland writes the She Economy blog about women's marketing power. She's also run her own ad agency for 30 years. For a long time, she did change her behavior.
I have, over time, realized that I had to act like a man to be successful.
And with hindsight, she regrets that. So if over-apologizing is more of a woman thing, she says, so what? Why can't women today be themselves at work, just like men?
At the end of the day, it's saying that we should change and not them. That they're right and we're wrong.
Holland says some differences between the sexes are okay, and she's not sorry. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.